Go. This is the most important one.
I've heard, as perhaps some of you have heard, that there's a segula to fold your talis after Shabbos right away for Shalom Bayis. So we're wondering if it's true, and if it's, it's a real thing. And a friend of mine, he probably wouldn't want me to say who, he found that it's actually brought down in the Tamim and Hagim, which is well known, and then there's a Toldos Menachem, which didn't really come up on the search. It came up one sefer, but I wasn't sure who that was. Anyway, so he says like this. Yeah, we know there's a minhag that the Kala sends the Chasen Talesin before the Chasana. So what's around that minhag? So he says, B'shem Darizal, that Talis is a segula to be saved from znus. And there's actually a remez, I think, from the Rizal, from the Pasuk. Noyaf isho chasar lev. And lev is 32, which is the eight strands of tzitzis times four. So that's the Talmud and Hagim. So at the bottom, the Toldos Menachem says that since the... Oh, and he adds, I forgot to say, he adds that when she sends the talis, she's kind of saying, this is chalkecha, like chalak is a begev, this is your chalak. You have your soulmate, and neither of us you don't need to go looking elsewhere. No znus, we're together. So the talis kind of represents herself, and she's saying, hareshal chalifanecha, and let's not go anywhere else. So he says that after Shabbos, to fold your talis and treat it right and put it away is kind of a remez for treating your wife right. And you're indicating that you don't want anything to happen to your wife, and you put it away, and she should marich yomim, she have it for the next Shabbos. Taking care of a talis is a remez. So I guess from there, it ended up to Shalom Bayis. So in practice, does it help Shalom Bayis? Well, I can only tell you what I heard. There was two Yidin, Matzah Shabbos in a shul, and Yid A was folding his talis quickly right after them. So the other Yid saunters over, and I'll say it in the language that I heard it, and he says, "Nu Yankel, sehelf tepes." So he says, "Yeah, bez mekim tahin." So Lamaisa, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Maybe have Shalom Bayis for ready Shabbos afternoon. So what's the problem? So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel, that says you're allowed to fold talisim, garments actually, begadim. Why would you not be allowed to fold garments? What's the Mishnah being mechadish? And we'll see that when the Mishnah says you're allowed to fold, the Gemara gives a whole bunch of tanoim when you're allowed to fold. So there's clearly an issue. So Rashi says the issue is related to the malacha of tikkun mana, makir b'patish. It's a dirabanan. Rashi says it's only nirek in masakin mana, but it's the issue of makir b'patish, masakin mana. And the problem is creases and wrinkles develop in garments that are just left around. And folding it takes care of creases and wrinkles. That's the general idea. The Gemara says that you have to make sure that it's not old. Old means it was washed. If it was once washed already, it's considered old. If it's old, it's soft. If it's soft, it says you got a problem. So what's the problem? So to explain the problems that come up, there's two general mahalchim in the sugya. There's, in my humble opinion, a Bach and a Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Bach says, what's the issue if it's soft? Aval Yeshenim says like this. Lefi Shachadoshim, new clothing, kashin me'alayim. They're stiff naturally. V'ein me'maharin likmai. They don't become quick to get creased and wrinkled. V'ein tzarach l'saknam b'kipul kol kach. You don't have to fix them with folding. They'll be okay. Avi yishenim, but old stuff. Dehainu, shenis kapsu, it's been cleaned already. Dekevin, shenis rachachu me'kibusan. It's become soft. U'miskamtim k'she'ein me'kufoldin. And it becomes creased or wrinkled if you don't fold it. The hakifel mesakin, and the kifel is a tikkun shelo yiskamtu, that it should not become creased and wrinkled. Havile tikkun mana v'aser. It's tikkun mana. It's aser. It's pasha's not an issa deraisa. Nirikim mesakin issa derabanan. But since you're preventing wrinkles from occurring, that's already considered a mesakin, and it's already aser. The Mishnah Berurah, in his Mahalchim, in his Lashonis, as he explains this, he seems to be going with this Bach, that is a preventative measure, and it's forbidden. So, you gotta make sure that the garment is new. If it's new, you can fold it. There's another Tanai, which is not so relevant, Bizman Hazeh, maybe not relevant at all, that the garment can't be colored. It has to be colorless. Because if it's colored, apparently back then, if you left colored items around, they would naturally begin to fade. If you wanted to keep the color, you have to fold it properly. Shlomo Zalman, Ed Vosner, many places can say that that's not the reality today, so we can forget about that one for now. There's another tonight. It has to be done by one person. If two people do it, it's already a problem. So why is it a problem when two people do it? So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. The pshat is, because when two people do it, even if it's new, right? It has to be new. If it's old, you can't do it to begin with. Because things that are old become soft and they become very problematical. They quickly get messed up, and folding them is a real ticker. If it's new, what's going to happen anyway? Okay, but even if it's new, only one person could do it. Because if two people do it, then you're beyond preventative already. Now, you're actually fixing whatever problems arose. Whatever minor wrinkles and creases that even a new garment has, when you use two people, you're really getting everything out, because then the folding is very tight. It's gesund. A gesund folding takes out the wrinkles, and now you're beyond preventative. You're already actually taking out wrinkles. That's a problem. So it got to be new. Has to be colorless. Only one person could do it. Furthermore, it has to be for Shabbos. If it's for tomorrow, it's no good. So this leads to a question. If it's new, and I'm only preventing something that's not really going to come in the first place because it's new, and I'm using it by myself, I'm folding it by myself, so what's the problem if I do it for tomorrow? If there's no ta'elis and there's no tachlis, it's almost like purposeless, so what's the problem to do it for tomorrow? So you can say, oh, it's hachana, but it's not clear at all if there is an issue of hachana, if there's no ta'elis. Am I allowed to put a cup on a counter because I want it there on Matzah Shabbos? I'm not allowed to because it's hachana. Maybe not allowed to, but it's not clear. At least not to me. But we could, we can manage and say hachana and try to push it through. But you get to another tonight, and this is going to break the camel's back. The other tanai, the last tanai is, you have to have nothing else to wear. That's it, Friday night, you want to fold your shirt, whatever it is. Talis, whatever the case is, if you have nothing else to wear, then it's good, provided you're doing it for Shabbos, obviously, provided you're doing it by yourself, it's colorless, and it's new. But if you have something else to wear, forget it. No, I'm doing it for Shabbos. Even if it's not as nice what you have. You have something else that works, it's manageable, don't do it. Don't do what? I'm not doing anything. Now you can't even tell me, oh, it's a chana. Oh, no, there's no chana for what? I'm doing it for Shabbos. So the dish which the Mishnah brings down, you have to say there's a big deyesha. I don't know what big deyesha is, but he made it to the dish which the Mishnah Berurah. Halavaya vunkaza. And he says, you have to, it's a shla. I apologize. Wow. So the Big Day Yesha says, I didn't see the Shlo, I don't know what context he's going in, I just saw it brought down. The Big Day Yesha says that you have to say there's a new problem, Taka of Tircha. So you have two systems working. There's a tircha issue. That means, really, really, folding talisim is tircha, and it shouldn't happen at all. And that's why, if you have an option, don't do it. If you don't have an option, you need something for Shabbos, then you have all the other problems of Nirukim Misakin. In other words, you got a whole railroad of issues here. You got the tikkun mana issue, and you take care of that by being new and stiff, colorless, one person doing it. You got to do it for Shabbos, otherwise you're looking at Hafana, and you also have to be careful that you don't have any other choice, because then it's Tircha, and they shut down the whole business with Tircha. And they only allowed you to do anything because you have to resign for Shabbos. So that's the Mahalach of the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Shmir Shabbos Kechasev, Shlomo Zalman, the Aruch HaShabbos, they seem to go with this Mahalach. He says right away, he says straight up, Mutter likfel habegadim kadim levishasam, you're allowed to fold kidei in order sheyispashtu mi kamteyam. Folding is an actual, folding is an actual help. It's not preventative. It actually clears out the wrinkles and the creases and the random irregularities of a garment is actually helped by folding. By folding. Takes it away. Not just preventative, but actually takes it away. Even so, they permitted it, providing, A, the item is colorless, so you're not running into the tseva issue of holding the dye in, which is a side issue. Provided it's new, because if it's old, then you're really fixing it, because old things are soft and they really have problems. A thing that's stiff, so, all right, what are you helping? You're helping a little, helping it a little bit by smoothing it out, but it's not so bad in the first place. Furthermore, only one person can do it. See, but now we have a problem. In the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah, we said the difference between one person doing it and two people doing it is that when one person does it, it's just preventive. When two people do it, they're actually helping it. But according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, we're saying it's always actually doing it. It's never preventative. You're actually always doing something to the item, smoothing it out. So what's the difference if it's one person or two people? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a very nice chiddush. He says, when one person does it, in a chanami, the garment becomes smoothed out by itself. But it's by itself. You fold it, you walk away. 10 minutes later, or an hour later, or whatever, how long it takes, 10 days, it becomes, you'll find that it's smooth. When two people fold it, the actual maisa of folding it is smoothing it. So there, you're smoothing it by a dayan. You smooth it by a dayan, that's already a problem. In the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's very easy to understand why you can't do it for Monday, because you're actually smoothing it out. So they were matur on Shabbos, fine, but not Monday. And it's also easy to understand why if you have another baguette, you can't wear this one. You don't have to come on to the big day Yeshev Tircha. Push it. There's actually a tikkun happening. It's a minor tikkun, especially if the garment is new and it's colorless and it's one person doing it. But ultimately, there is epis tikkun. So the bekoshi hitiru even to do it like that. So you don't start off with doing it on Sundays and Mondays. And you can't do it if you have another choice. There is a oifen of folding which circumvents all the issues. How do you circumvent all the issues? So the Mechaber says, it's from Rav Yoh, brought in the Mordechai. Bais Yosef brings it, the Mechaber Paskins like this. If you fold it against the grain, if you fold it against the proper lines, you do the opposite of the lines. I don't know if you have to do the opposite or just don't do regular, but Kitzer, you don't follow the lines that are there. You fold it in your own way. If you do like that, then it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Ali Rabbah that, and many Achronim, that it's mutter even if the garment has color. And even if you're doing it with two people. And even if you're doing it for tomorrow. And even if you have something else to wear. everything's out the window. If you're doing it not on the creases, not on the original crease, you're doing it, you're making new lines. Luchu ichlu lachmecha. Do what you want. Don't worry about it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Chaya Adam, and the Mishnah Berurah is matmi on the Chaya Adam. What does the Chaya Adam say? The Chaya Adam says this Eitza of folding it not on the lines, and therefore you could do what you want, to a point. Yes, you could do even with two people. True. Yes, you could do even an old garment. True. Yes, you could do even colored. True. Yes, you could do even if you have something else to wear. True. But to do it for Monday, you can't do it for after Shabbos. So frek the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaya Adam, what's the problem? I'm folding in the irregular way. That's why it's mutter with all the other tanoim. So why are you getting stuck? And oh, it has to be for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is not to me on the Chaya Adam. So I want to suggest in the waning minutes, perhaps I'm past the waning minutes. So I want to suggest that the machlokes and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaya Adam is the same machlokes, the Bach and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. We said that according to the Bach, the whole sugya of folding is always preventative. The only time you're ever actually doing something is when two people do it. In general, it's always preventative. So when the Chachamim allow, when the Rav Yoh, the Mechaber brings that it's mutter to fold it, not on the creases, why is it mutter? It must be that it's not even preventative. It must be, if you're folding it not on the creases, you're doing garnet. You're not helping it at all. Obviously, not helping it. You're not even preventing wrinkles. That's why you don't need all the tanoim. You need nothing. Because don't forget, the Bach holds that even when you're preventing it, you still need tanoim. Old, I mean new, and one person. But if the Mechaber is saying it's all good, do what you want, so according to the Bach, you have to say that your mamash not even preventing it. Garnished. There's no te'elis, there's no garnished. So what's the guy do? I'm doing it for Monday. He's Meshugana. Because what's he doing for Monday? He's doing garnished. He may think he's doing something. So it can't even be a srach, a nidnu of a chana. Because there's no oiftu at all. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. So the Mishnah Berurah is matmi and the Chaya Adam, what could possibly be the problem? But the Chaya Adam holds, possibly, obviously, he doesn't talk about this. The Chaya Adam holds, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that really in the whole sugya, Avada, you're taking out creases when you fold. Nervous. With the proper tanoim, they allowed you to take out creases even, as long as it's colorless, and if it's new, and one person, they allowed you, all right, you can take out the folds, take out the creases and wrinkles that cover Shabbos, even though your mom is taking out the wrinkles. So, if I'm folding not on the lines, ich darf nicht sagen, I don't have to say, when you fold not on the lines, that it's mamish no life to. I don't have to say that. Could be there is an oiftu to protect it, that no wrinkles will develop. But in the Aruch HaShulchan's belt, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav's belt, protecting is not a problem. And according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, when did I need to know him, new and this? That's only when I'm taka helping it. So when I'm helping it, so I need to know him, ahin and aher. But if I'm only preventing, which according to the Bach was the whole sugya, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav will tell you, huh? Only preventing? What's preventing? This garnish can... Preventing? I don't need any time. It's always mutter. But one second. Hamias, I can't prevent. If I want to wear it on Monday, that's taka problem of a chana. So it's going to come out that according to the... What I'm saying is the machloikis, the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan in the heter of the Rav Yoh, that's brought the Mechaber, of folding against the lines, it's going to be totally on the reach of that heter. Or the svar of that heter. According to the Bach, in order for that heter to be operational, it has to make that I'm not even preventing it. Because always I'm preventing it, and still I need to know him. If it's mutter against the lines, it means I'm not even preventing it. According to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, all I need is that I'm preventing it. Is that, okay, so I'm not going to make a tikkun. As long as I'm not making a tikkun, it's already good. But Lamaisa, you have a new issue. You now let it prevent, and therefore make something nice for after Shabbos. And Taka, I saw the Gvi Sakesef for Dan Silber, that Shem will come here. He Taka points out that the Rav Shulchan Aruch brings this heter that when you're folding against the grains, that Hitaka says you're allowed to do it after Shabbos, which is a shtickle theory to my sugya. But he says it in parentheses.
Very stuck.